Young people from around the world will be taking a peek in the next few months at how the new information age will help them improve their understanding of other cultures. A project sponsored by the United Nations Cyber School Bus and the European SchoolNet will link them together for an examination of the relationship between information and communication technologies, so-called ICTs, and human rights. The event was launched with a joint news conference linking three continents. It is being billed as one of the largest education events ever attempted on the Internet. It's also a preview of how today's and tomorrow's kids will learn about far-off lands and people. Youngsters from every corner of the globe are participating in a three-month-long event to examine the impact of information technology on human rights. It is an ambitious project, and it began with a futuristic news conference featuring students, teachers, and United Nations officials in four countries. In New York, Undersecretary General for Public Information Shashi Tharoor said the events planned for the next 3 months would have been impossible even 6 years ago.
And this is just the beginning. More information can now be sent over a single cable in a second than could be sent in a month over the entire Internet back in 1997.
Mr. Tharoor was linked by television and Internet with students and teachers who will participate in the project in Geneva, as well as in Kampala, Uganda, and Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. It was an imperfect effort, filled with the kind of glitches common in any new medium. But through it all buzzed the energy and excitement of frontier explorers. Speakers, many of them teenagers, talked in the language of the information age, using phrases such as ICTs, the digital divide, and even a new profession, the school networker. Bridget Parry, the manager of European SchoolNet, is a pioneer in this new field. Speaking from Geneva, she said her job description has not even been written yet.
I am a school networker, and what does that mean? Nobody knows yet, really. School networking means facilitating the creation of web-like organic networks of schools that can communicate and work together as they wish or as they can.
Ms. Parry will help coordinate the three-month cyber event for school kids, including online activities and a poster contest. Several students from Geneva's International School were also online for the news conference. Allegra Richardson, an American student at the school, said the project will underscore the importance of universal respect for human rights.
ICTs are something that we have grown up with, that were born around the same time that we as young people were. So it's up to us. We are responsible for how they are used in the future. Because we hope that someday every article on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights will be true for all people everywhere. Because it's a Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and ICTs must be used to enforce that.
Another student, Arthur Mbena of Tanzania, said the information age is providing students in Africa and other developing regions with previously unimaginable opportunities.
We see that this ICT has helped us in understanding ourselves. It has promoted understanding and reality to the people of Tanzania and I think to other parts of the world too. Because through this we get information about a lot of things like diseases and other natural hazards that are happening in the world.
Critics say this push toward greater dependence on the Internet is widening the gap between the haves and the have-nots. They call it the digital divide. Shashi Tharoor of the United Nations says this project is making every effort to bridge the divide, spreading the benefits of information technology as widely as possible.
But projects like this, we hope, will aid the spread of access to new technologies and the growth in recognition of the benefits they can bring by linking young people from rich and poor nations and by showing teachers and governments and perhaps even donors what can be achieved for so many students with a simple computer and a telephone.
The project will conclude December 11th during the Information Summit in Geneva with an online interaction between students and an as-yet-to-be-named world leader, marking the 55th anniversary of the signing of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, the United Nations.